It's Reading with Rella B.
Rella B.
I just have one question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
To come along with me.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
To imagine with Rella B.
Hi friends, it's Rella B, and I'm so excited that you're here with me. If you're new here, I'm Rella B, your friend, your host, and your fun riddler. So before we get started, I'll let everyone that's new know that we're going to get our brains and bodies ready for story time, followed by our amazing author coming to share their story with us, and then we'll do a shout out for everyone that's helped support Reading with Rella B along the way. So let's go ahead and get started with our riddle. Are you ready? Riddle is going to work is I'm going to give you three hints and then I'm going to give you a couple seconds to guess. All right, let's get started. Hint number one, I wear rings, but not clothes. Ooh, that's a tricky one. Hint number two, I can wave hello or goodbye without saying a word. Hint number three, you find me at the ends of your arms. I help you hold and carry things. What am I? If you guessed hands, then you would be correct. And the reason we have hands as our riddle today is because we have a book that has to do with our hands. But before we get started, let's go ahead and warm our body up with an interactive activity. So you have your hands in front of you. Look at all the different things about your hands. Your hands are different than other people's hands around you. Your hands have different fingertips, which have different fingerprints on them, and each one is unique. You also have different lines in your hands. Have you ever looked at both of them and seen how different each of your hands can be? Take a minute now and look. Maybe some of the lines on your hand are darker than the other hand. Isn't that so incredible that even though you're one person, you have so many differences on your one beautiful body? Isn't that neat? All right. Now let's go ahead and welcome our amazing author. I'm gonna go get her. Oh my goodness, friends. Today we are going to be talking to an amazing author that has a book about celebrating our differences. Have you ever had a friend that maybe doesn't like the same foods as you? Or maybe you guys don't always like to play the same games. Maybe you like to play Barbies and they like to play soccer. That's okay. It's okay to be different. Today we're going to welcome Miss Marisa, and she's going to share her amazing book with us. So let's go ahead and welcome her out. Hi, how are you, Miss Marisa?
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great today.
Yay, I'm so excited. So can you tell us a little bit about your book and what the main characters look like?
Yeah, so my book is about a kid, and it's his first day of kindergarten, and he has a little bit of some differences and he overcomes them when it comes to making friends at school. He is a kid with orange hair and it's super curly, and he also does a thing called hand flapping, which makes him a little bit different when he gets excited. So he befriends this girl named Clementine. She has blonde hair. And then the girl that kind of hurts his feelings is Penelope, and she has brown hair and glasses.
Wow, there's so many characters. I'm so excited to hear your book.
Yeah, I'm excited to read it to you guys.
Oh my goodness, friends. I don't know about you guys, but I'm super excited to get into this reading. But before we do that, I did want to let you know that our interactive activity today was actually provided by theyarnspinningmama.com. She made an incredible interactive activity that you can find in the show note description. So definitely make sure to check out yarnspinningmama.com, and let's go ahead and get into the episode.
Hi, so I'm going to be reading Happy Hands, written by me and illustrated by Eleonora Petrova. On the first day of school, Odin sprang out of bed. He ran to his parents' room. "Good morning, big kindergartner," his mom said. "Today you start at your new school. Let's go get you ready for your big day." Odin's mom walked to his room to get him dressed. "It's my first day of school. I'm so excited," Odin exclaimed to his mom and dad. He waved his hands in the air. "I'm going to make so many friends," he called out. "I want to wear my Velociraptor shirt," cheered Odin. "I hope the other kids like dinosaurs too." his mom helped him into a special outfit for his first day of school. I'm sure there will be kids who like dinosaurs just as much as you do, Odin, his mom said. They headed to the kitchen for breakfast. Are you nervous for the big day, his dad asked, as he plopped a big bowl of cereal in front of Odin. Just a little bit, Odin whispered between bites. I'm nervous the other kids aren't going to be my friend or accept me for being different. I just hope they all like me. I'm sure they'll love you almost as much as Dad and I do, his mom reassured. Soon they were out the door. Odin couldn't contain his excitement during the car ride to his new school. When they got to school, Odin was so happy he couldn't stop squealing. Today is going to be a great day, he shouted. I'm going to make so many friends. He only thought of making friends and playing dinosaurs with them at recess. His hands began to flap with joy just thinking of the new possibilities. The school bell rang. This is going to be great, thought Odin. His parents walked him to the door. They gave him one last big hug. Then they watched him get in line with his new classmates. Odin's new teacher, Miss Beth, greeted each student at the door. She showed them where to hang their backpacks and where their seats were. Odin took a seat next to two girls named Penelope and Clementine. The girls began to talk about playing at recess. Odin interrupted them. Hi, friends! Can we play dinosaurs? He flapped his hands with glee. Penelope looked at Odin and scoffed. I don't like playing dinosaurs, and we aren't friends. I don't even know your name. Odin shyly responded. My name is Odin, and I'm excited to make friends this year. Clementine chimed in next. Well, I'm Clementine. Come for short. I love dinosaurs, but I feel like playing princesses with Penelope today. Can you join us? I suppose you can play, added Penelope. But don't do that thing with your hands so much. Then Penelope flapped her hands wildly in the air. Why don't you be a dragon? That's like a dinosaur, Clementine said. You can be a friendly one and protect us. Odin liked that idea, but Penelope making fun of his hands hurt his feelings. Maybe I'll play with you later, Odin said and sighed as he tried to find other kids to play with. Odin searched high and low for a friend to play with. Most of the other kids already had friends. Feeling sad, he decided to sit against the fence and wait for recess to be over. Once it was time to go home, Odin's parents arrived. They noticed their usual happy boy looking glum during his car ride home. What's wrong, Odin? Asked his mom. Odin cried. I thought I was going to have lots of friends, but nobody wanted to play with me. A girl even made fun of my happy hands. Feeling bad that night, Odin went to bed. He was dreading waking up for school the next day. That morning, Odin crawled out of bed. He was dragging his feet while getting ready. His parents gave him a big hug when they dropped him off at school. You've got this, Odin, his dad whispered. You can make a friend today. Just be a friend yourself. Odin headed into his classroom. When Odin got to his desk, Clementine was eagerly waiting for him. Odin, my big brother let me borrow his big dinosaur book. Would you like to look at it with me on the playground? Odin's face lit up and he smiled. Sure, Clem, I think that would be a fun idea. On the playground, Clementine and Odin looked at all the pictures in the dinosaur book together. They laughed and took turns imitating dinosaurs. Odin, you're great at being a velociraptor. That's my favorite dinosaur, Clementine giggled. Mine too, Odin said, running fast and squealing like a velociraptor. A few classmates noticed how much fun Clementine and Odin were having. Can we be dinosaurs too, they asked. Sure thing, Odin replied. Look at this cool book Clem brought in today. Find a dinosaur in there. Before the end of recess, everyone in Miss Beth's class was claiming different dinosaurs. Odin was having fun chasing and being chased by his new friends. He was having the best day ever. Odin even got his happy hands back. Penelope walked up to Odin. I'm really sorry for what I said about your hands, she said. I didn't realize that you wiggle them around when you're happy and me saying that took your happiness away. I'm glad that making new friends made your happy hands come back. Can I play with you tomorrow? Penelope asked. Thank you for apologizing, said Odin. I would love if you played with us tomorrow, Penelope. At pickup, Odin didn't want to go home. He was excited to tell his parents about his eventful day, though. Odin came running up to his mom and dad, hands flapping without a care. I had so much fun today. I love school and my new friends. That night, when Odin went to bed, he was the happiest boy in the world. He had new friends who accepted him for who he was, and most importantly, he was glad that they made his happy hands come back.
Okay, so this was such an amazing story. In the book, there was a lot of different characters, and I love that Odin didn't change anything about himself to be embraced by his classmates. But I would like to know, do you have any tips for us for our first days of school?
Yeah, so one thing I was always taught growing up was it takes a friend to be a friend. And I think that the way that Clementine handles things is perfect for how you should kind of be on your first day of school. If you stay true to who you are, you will find the right group of people to befriend.
And I do remember Odin's dad did say that to him. And so can you tell us a little bit more about what that means to be a friend before you get one?
Yeah, so to be a friend, you should kind of behave how you would want to be treated. It's kind of like following the golden rule of treating others the way you want to be treated. So if you want friends that cheer you on and celebrate you, you should cheer on others and celebrate them too.
Okay, that's awesome. But what do we do if others don't want to play with us? Then how should we act?
If we find friends that don't want to play with us, or if they just don't want to be our friend, sometimes it's better to kind of find new friends that kind of celebrate who we are and kind of focus more on those type of people. I know it's hard when sometimes you want to be friends with everybody and you want everybody to like you, but sometimes it's best to find friends that really are true to who you are.
Definitely, because we don't have to be everything to everybody. We can just have our couple of close friends.
Absolutely.
So in the story, Penelope wasn't necessarily being a friend, but it wasn't that she was trying to be mean. She just didn't really understand why Odin had happy hands, right?
Right.
So in some situations, if we see someone that's different than us, we shouldn't just say that it's different and call it out. Maybe we should ask for more understanding?
Yes, definitely. I think it's important to ask others why they kind of do things that they do from a point of curiosity more than a point of trying to hurt their feelings. And a way to kind of understand people is to ask questions that would help you better understand to be a better friend.
That is so awesome, because I know sometimes I get really curious about people and I don't want to ask a question and hurt their feelings. So I really appreciate you sharing Odin's story with us. If we want to find your beautiful book and see the illustrations, where will we go?
You can find it at my website, marisaquinn.com, or it will also be on Amazon.
Amazing. And would you like to share anything else with us today?
I think it's super important to celebrate your own differences and what makes you unique. And hopefully that helps you find the right group of friends that also feels that way too.
That is so incredible. Thank you so much, Miss Marisa. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye. Oh, wow. Wasn't that an amazing story? I know that I really liked it. So if you would like to purchase it, you can find all the links down below. And if you're interested in doing an interactive activity that pertains to the book, make sure that you get your free copy in the description below as well. And, oh, you know what time it is. It's time to find out our co-creators. Show us co-creators in the app. Tell me, tap, tap, tap. Hello, smartphone, tell us today. Did all our friends have fun and play? I hear my friend, Short Stories for Kids, had fun today. Have you ever heard of Short Stories for Kids podcast? It's an amazing podcast that has really, really cool stories on it that are for, you guessed it, kids just like you. So if you would like to listen to them, you can find them anywhere that podcasts are streamed, and you can also find them on their new YouTube channel. Make sure you join them for mini adventures at Short Stories for Kids podcast on YouTube. That will be linked below as well. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll see you next time. Toodles! All right, friends, don't forget to go check out your interactive freebie by theyarnspinningmama.com. You can find all the information in the show notes below. Thanks again. Toodles!